Hiya, Doc. Do you miss me?
It's been a whole week since the last time we met. I've been looking forward to coming and visiting you this whole time. Ever since I left, talking to you, it's the first time that I felt free in a while, you know what I mean? So let's do it. I'm here. You want to hear more details, right? About why I'm coming to you, about the bad things I've done. I know we didn't get too naughty last time, but I have been a naughty girl, Doctor. I mean, I kind of told you I was bad last time, right? I mean, I pissed off my boyfriend just so he would fuck me in a public bathroom. Remember that story, Doc? Remember how I was rubbing all up on some stranger just to make my boyfriend mad? It was so much fucking fun. Ah, but I needed more, sir. I discovered that night that I love the feeling of being full, and I fucking needed it. All the time. And, well, it sure wasn't nice of me to rile up that other guy just to leave him hanging, was it? Well, don't you worry about him, sir. See, the thing is, before I left the bar that night, I slipped him my number. It's bad. I know. Oh, but I was just so curious. I know, it's not an excuse for my behavior, not for any of it, but it's the only reasoning I've got to give you. I just wanted to know what it would be like. Is that so wrong, Doctor? Don't you ever wonder what it would be like to cross a boundary? Maybe you want to cross a boundary with me. I'd love to, you know. You could help me out of my clothes, and I could help you with whatever you want. I learned through the course of my little adventures that I am very good at breaking boundaries. Such a professional. But that's a turn on too, you know. I love a man who takes his work seriously. Fine. We'll talk about what happened. That's what you want, right? You want to hear about me fucking that stranger? How naughty of you. Well, if that's really what you want to talk about, I'll tell you all about it. You see, I just needed to know what it would be like. What he would be like. Would he be different than my boyfriend? Would he be better? I needed to know. And besides, it was so much fun having a secret like that. All the secret text messages, the little flirty games that I was playing with him when my boyfriend wasn't around. Or sometimes even with my boyfriend sleeping right next to me. There was a certain kind of thrill to the whole thing, Doctor. And his cock. Oh, his fucking cock. It was beautiful. I could tell just from the pictures how fucking perfect it was. I needed to know what it tasted like, what it would feel like in my mouth, what it would feel like in my pussy. We teased each other for weeks. And then one day, it happened. I got in a fight with my boyfriend over, I don't know, some stupid thing. And I left, angry about nothing at all, really, and I went to a bar. I drank. I started sending some flirty texts, and before I knew it, he was sitting right next to me, and we were drinking. And his strong hands were on my body, and I couldn't say no. Well, to be honest, I had no desire to say no whatsoever. I felt his hands as he touched my shoulders, and my waist, and my thighs, and I fucking loved it. And when his hand touched the back of my neck, he leaned in, whispering that he would never leave. Ugh. I was his. was so fucking wrong. My boyfriend had no idea where I was. He was probably worrying about me as I went with this man to his bed. We got to his place, and my stomach was full of butterflies. It was so fucking wrong. I was excited and I wanted it, but the idea of being with a man other than my boyfriend was nerve-wracking. My hand was shaky and I unzipped his pants. What would my boyfriend think of me? What would I think of myself in the morning? The questions and hesitations ran through my head and I started to question what I was about to do. And then he took my hand and placed it on his cock. And everything else melted away. You need to understand, his cock was perfect. Incredible. As I felt it in my hand and stared at it in front of my face, I knew there was no turning back. No pulling out now. I'm not really a fan of pulling out anyways, Doc. Anyway, since you just like to listen, he was so fucking hard for me already, and it was like I went into a trance. I couldn't think about anything except kissing and licking that gorgeous cock from his balls to the tip. I took the head of his cock in my mouth, swirling my tongue around it before I took him as deep as I could. I held him there for a second, backed up to breathe, then tried again over and over, taking a little bit more of him each time until I had taken him as far as I was going to go. I gagged, tried to pull away, but suddenly his hands were no longer just guiding my head, they were forcing me down onto his cock, making it very hard to breathe. I panicked for a moment. When my boyfriend held me down, I knew that he cared about me, that he wouldn't hurt me. But I barely knew this man. I had no reason to believe he wouldn't hurt me. And I didn't care. Letting this stranger use my pretty little mouth, surrendering to him, was such a fucking rush. He pushed me down farther than I could comfortably take him, and I gagged hard. I started to cry, and the first tears started rolling down my cheeks, and then he finally let me breathe. Or so I thought. Before I was able to fully catch my breath, his cock was back in my throat and he started to fuck my face harder and harder and harder until I thought I would pass out. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think. And I fucking loved it, Doc. I loved giving up any pretense of control to this man. I loved letting him use me. I loved being a drooling, gagging little slut, and when he threw me face first to the floor and pushed his big fucking cock into my pussy, I almost came instantly. There was nothing sweet or caring or gentle about the way he fucked me. He pulled my hair and bit me and choked me. But mostly he just slammed his fucking cock into me over and over again, abusing my tight little pussy. And I fucking loved every moment of it. I could feel his body on top of mine, pinning me down, trapping my movements as my legs tried to twitch while I came over and over and over again for him, until he shoved his cock all the way inside me and filled me with his cum. I came again, as his cock throbbed and twitched inside me. And while part of me wanted to protest, I couldn't move or speak or breathe, and I realized that I wanted to be full of this man's cum for reasons I could not explain to myself. So I lay there, and I let him come inside me until I was dripping out of my pussy. Would you fill me up like that if you had the chance, sir? I'm right here, you know. Sitting right here in front of you. And you're such a strong-looking man. I really couldn't stop you if I... Ugh, fuck. Well, I guess our time being up can stop us. Can't wait until I talk to you again.